And that means that you can see, if you plug in a address, you can see who the owner is. So when I was dealing with this advertiser, I checked public records, and the person identified themselves as that person. So if a common consumer can check those records, guess who else can? The scammers.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. My name's Rick Nusky. It's a wonderful pleasure having you with us today. As you can see, we've got the videos rolling, the audio's up and running. I'm feeling wonderful. The children have just gone back to school. You know, it's a bit of a mad rush at this time of year for everyone, I'm sure. And I have on the line with me Tammy Sorrento. How are you, Tammy?
I am great. And how are you, Richard?
I'm fantastically well. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I can see in the back there, Times Square. Where are you located?
I'm actually in Jacksonville, Florida, but New York is one of my favorite destinations.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. So today, everybody, we're going to be talking about rental traps and what to look out for. And what we're going to do is we're going to be talking with Tammy about some of the things to be looking out for. I know that we all need a place to live, and there are some things to be aware of. But before we jump into the meat of the call, I'd love to talk a little bit about your background, Tammy, and how you got to be where you are today.
Well, I tell you, I have been in the insurance field for the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. So I've had extensive experience with investigating claims.
Yep.
And due to my business, I went ahead and got my investigation license, mm-hmm. and turned Fireball Approves into an investigation agency. And what it is an investigation agency that specializes in combating the scams of ads.
Scams of ads?
Yes.
Are we talking like newspaper articles? Are we talking about online only? Or does it affect everything?
It affects everything. So if you're looking for a home to rent in the U.S., mm-hmm. and I will branch out to the other countries. In fact, I'm working with another set of investigators to do this internationally. But it can be any type of rental. It could be a vacation rental, a short-term rental, like for traveling nurses and traveling medical specialists. It can also be long-term rentals. So I know it may be a little different where you are, but here we have multiple platforms, mm-hmm. that people post ads for rental locations. And unfortunately, that is a hotbed for scams.
Yeah.
So I started this because I was actually looking for a rental almost 2 years ago for a family vacation. So it just would have been a weekly rental in Key West, Florida. Now, one red flag or tip that I have for you, mm-hmm. when you're researching, don't do it at the last minute. And this was the situation that I was in. Since I had family coming in from different states, it was very hard to nail it down as far as what week and et cetera. So I found this rental ad on Craigslist. And I know you have something different.
Oh, we do have Craigslist. We access it here.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I found a rental on Craigslist that would have been perfect for our entire family, including my grandchildren. And what we have here is some states have public records.
Right.
And that means that you can see, if you plug in a address, you can see who the owner is. So when I was dealing with this advertiser, I checked public records. And the person identified themselves as that person. So if a common consumer can check those records, guess who else can? The scammers.
Yes, of course.
So this person created an email address in the name of the owner of that location. So I had Google mapped. I've made sure that there was actually a residential home at that address.
On that address.
Then I checked the public records, so I knew who the owner was. Mm-hmm. But in talking to him, I said to him or her, I need proof that you are who you say you are. And I could tell he was getting very irritated with me. Mm-hmm. He actually said to me, I've been renting this home before you. I'll be renting this home after you. So I pulled the plug.
Yeah.
And the psychology around that, my husband and I looked at each other and said, okay, I did not get the confirmation that I needed to be able to trust a total stranger that this rental was going to be okay. But then we also got to thinking, well, what if it is okay and I'm just being too cynical? Mm-hmm. I mean, your mind goes all these different places.
Yeah, and you second guess yourself.
You do second guess yourself. So this person was so smooth. Mm. So he actually called me 2 days later and he said, hey, someone else is interested for the dates that you were, but I was working with you longer and I just wanted to reach out and see if you are interested.
Wow.
So I didn't expect that. And I just was very transparent. I said, I'm bringing my 4 grandchildren down. We're about 8 hours away. I cannot be without a place. And not to mention my family from out of state.
Yep.
We can't be without accommodations in Key West. So the scammer told me that he was going to send me some references. So he sent me some invoices that looked just like the one he had drawn up for me. Mm-hmm. And he took the phone numbers off. So I Googled the phone number, and the person that I reached was living in Chicago, and she was actually my age. And so once again, the psychology of this, he was very embarrassed, but her and her husband flew down from Chicago to Key West New Year's Eve weekend. And the place was locked up. The gentleman that we were corresponding with couldn't get a hold of him. So it was a scam.
Wow.
And first he said, why did he give you my information? And it is just amazing that he did do that, actually did that. So after that experience, and instead of just being thankful that I wasn't a victim, I thought, you know what? I wasn't a victim because of my background, because of my experience.
Yeah.
But knowing that this happens, because all you have to do is just Google search rental scams, and they are
prolific.
Everywhere. Yes, it really is. And it's just increasing. So literally that weekend, Fireball Approves was born.
Fireball Approves was born. What a wonderful name. Now, how did you come about with that name?
Well, Fireball has always been my alter ego.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So everybody who's listening today, there's a few nuggets of gold in this call in terms of if you have the ability of, I guess, the resource of time, be sure to just step back and do a little bit of research and find out what you need to know. Now, in terms of the actual process beyond doing your own, I guess, private investigation into background checks, what is the process that you can take people through?
Well, what I do is I make it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So this can even be, I have been contracted for Airbnb rentals.
And they're big, aren't they? They're huge.
Yes, and that's because there are still scams. Now, I've used Airbnb, I've used VRBO. My experiences with those two platforms were wonderful, but I'll tell you what, when I make those reservations, I know I am not the only one, that I just don't rest easy until I'm actually at the location.
Yeah.
Because I think to myself, oh, is this going to be the one?
Yeah, is this going to be an empty box that we rock up to and it doesn't even exist?
Exactly, because you hear of it happening. And like I said, it hasn't happened to me, but what I offer is peace of mind.
Yeah.
So someone's looking for a rental. It can be vacation. It can be long-term. All they have to do is just send me the URL of the ad, and I use my tools to verify that rental ad.
Yeah, yeah. So is this service something that crosses both residential and commercial?
It does.
Oh, okay. Because, yes. You know, they're quite significant, some of these commercial lots, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So in terms of the rest of the process, is this something that somebody should spend some time gathering all as much as they can before coming to see you, Tammy?
No. All they have to do, if they're interested in a rental, it can be any platform. It can be Craigslist, Facebook. You'd be surprised at how many are looking for rentals on Facebook.
Yeah.
And once again, how do you know that that's the person?
Yeah, it seems to me that Facebook seems to go to for everything, but including the scammers, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. So that is what I combat. And it's, like I said, it's so easy. All you have to do is give me the URL. I will make contact with the advertiser. And then I use my tool. After I get the address that they're advertising,
yep.
Then I use my tools to contact the owner.
Right.
And confirm that they are, in fact, renting that location. You would be surprised at how many. Like, for instance, California does not have public records.
Right.
You cannot search a address and find out who owns that. So we've had plenty of inquiries where the location that is being advertised in California, we use our tools to find out who owns it. We contact the owner and they say, we have not listed our home. We are living in our home. We're not renting it. So imagine what I'm saving people.
Oh, just the pain and the suffering that they can, and the loss financially.
Right. And you'll never guess how much I charge for this service.
I can only imagine.
$19.
Wow. That's incredible. That's an amazing entry point for anybody who's looking for that peace of mind, Tammy.
Well, I did that for a purpose because my passion is to help people.
Right. Because you would have had to invest a lot of time in educating yourself about this before you were able to even do this, I would think.
Oh, exactly. I had a situation where I was on the local news explaining my service, and a single mom with two children contacted me. And that is so near and dear to my heart because I was a single mom of two children. And she had found a rental on Craigslist, and this was a long-term rental. Well, when we researched it, that house was in foreclosure.
Oh.
So she would have paid deposit first and last, and within weeks, she would have had a knock on the door from the bank saying, no. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I'd love to, if we could, Tammy, just touch on something you said a little earlier about your international colleagues and how you're looking to expand what it is you do. I suspect that a lot of people that are scammers are actually offshore from where you are. How does your relationship with other people like yourself overseas, how does that unfold for you? How is that all working?
Well, my services are not overseas yet,
right.
But I actually did contact another investigation agency, and that is what they do. So they want to partner with me.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
We're working that out, yes.
Yeah, look, I can see how that would be quite relevant to get into that space, given the you know, the global nature of the Internet of Things.
Absolutely. And I love speaking. I've had many interviews from overseas so that they are informed when they come to the U.S.
Absolutely. And that's a fantastic thing that you mentioned, you know, the Airbnb question. And, you know, oftentimes when I've been over to the States, I think to myself, where do I go? Where do I feel safe? How do I find out these bits of information that I'm going to need? You know, I wonder how backpackers would go about it. You know, they're very educated, aren't they? But sometimes you can still get caught out. So what are the main steps? Let's assume that I've got on a plane. I've never been to the States mm-hmm. before. What do I do?
Well, you have to find a place to stay. Mm. Now, I can tell you, home sharing is the way to go.
Home sharing.
We do that here, and I'm sure you do that there as well. Mm-hmm. It is so spectacular as far as if you're with a group of people, like our family reunion every year, it is so much better to be under one roof than it is to be in hotel rooms, and then you hit and miss.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as the group that you're with, it becomes a hassle. So being in one home that usually has a swimming pool, which the children love,
yep,
that is just a phenomenal way to travel. So what I do is I make it safe.
Yep.
I make sure that you're dealing with the owner and not a scammer. So here are the red flags. And I was helping someone try to find a rental in St. Augustine. Now, this was a long-term rental, mm-hmm. but it's truly boilerplate on what the scammers say to you.
Yeah.
I looked up Craigslist, and this is after I started the business. So I looked up Craigslist. I found a home that would have been good for this situation. And I knew, my first contact, I knew that this was a scam because the person that responded, she stated that she was from, that was their home. They had Mexico. She was in a horrific car accident. Mm-hmm. Her husband's in the military, so he has... he's been deployed. So that's the hook.
Yes, of course.
And she said, I just want to rent out my home to someone that's going to take care of it. So I asked for the address. She says, okay, now when you go by the house, you may see a property management sign. She said, but we have fired them because they were too greedy. So when I researched this online, that is what they say.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? They're very, very brave, brazen.
Yes, yes. And so we went by just for friends and giggles and called the property manager that was on the sign. And she said, yeah, we know that there's scammers out there in this home, and we don't know what to do about it.
Wow, that's just amazing for anybody who's listening to this call today. Just take that little bit of time, just that extra second, and educate yourself and find somebody like Tammy. In fact, find Tammy herself. Now, if people want to work with you, Tammy, and get access to your wonderful services at Fireball Approves, where do they go?
It's very simple, fireballapproves.com.
Fantastic. Tammy, it's been an absolute treat speaking with you about, you know, the risks that people need to be looking out for. And I'd love to have you back on the My Future Business Show again one time.
I'd be happy to.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.